Attention, please. Attention, please. If you could all take any conversations that you want outside, please. Please take any of your conversations outside to the outside of the chamber. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Moving on. Again, please, quiet in the chamber. Thank you. Moving on, we're going to move on to item 2026-018 Alpha, fire apparatus repairs. Christy, apologize for the delay.
Thank you. Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to award the one bid received for fire apparatus repairs to On Scene LLC in the amount of $150,000 for a one-year period, June 8, 2025 to June 7, 2026. And I just want to point out that this next bid also falls under the same dollar amount cap that we are requesting.
Christy, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised this bid even came to us because we have no prices in this. On my documents right here, it says list price, nothing. Percentage off, 20%. Net price, nothing. We have no pricing. You know where I've been with this for a long time. I'm surprised that it's even come to us. The other problem I have with this, and you've heard me talk about this at length, is, and by the way, Christy, I'm not criticizing you or anything of that nature. I'm just going to the things that, you know, should be known by everybody. The other issues I have is the department is asking to add all of these people on who haven't bid. It's happened before, recently, and I've objected to that. And I still object to it because I think this is just simply encouraging companies to say, the heck with it, I'm not going to bid because they got to include me anyways. So I don't need to bid. I don't need to, you know, grind my pencil or any of this other stuff. There could be a whole lot of reasons. Maybe they're just too lazy to bid. Maybe they feel it's not worth going through the exercise to do it. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they're not aware. But what I do know is that I don't think and I don't feel that we should continue to encourage this type of activity where all of these people, they can participate in the process, but they don't have to bid. And in this case, we have one entity who does bid, but we have no idea what the hell their price is. I can't support this. This makes like zero sense to me that we have no idea what this pricing is going to be. So I'm going to open it up for questions from my colleagues on the committee, on the council, and members of the public, and I'll reserve a follow-up comment after that. So any questions from members of the committee? Do you have any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to send this back out for a rebid and present us with a bid that shows us what we're going to be paying for the 15 to 20 items that you most commonly use in these repairs. I am not going to support a blanket approval when I have no idea what the numbers are. And in addition to that, continue to support adding in vendors who don't want to bother with the bid process. Tasker Automotive, they've always bid. They've been bidding forever. Some of these other vendors I'm not so familiar with, but I'm not going to be part of just, you know, rubber stamping this stuff and letting it go through. Sure. We need a PCR on this. Listen, I'm sorry, what was it? Thank you, Madam Clerk. 5725.
It seemed to my idea that you combine A and B. So do you want two PCRs?
Yeah, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, because that's a very, very good point. And I think that's exactly what I'm going to request. So
for clarification.
To the solicitor, do I need to hear these individually? Or, I mean, we're going to apply a PCR number to each, right?
Separate PCRs if you're going to ask for.
Okay. So right now we have a PCR 5725 on 2026-018.
So I think we should go through the steps, at least ask.
Correct, I will.
And then get that.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
So moving on to 2026-018B.
Councilman, excuse me. I just would like to make a couple of comments if I can.
Oh, sure.
About I'm sorry. These two bids. I understand where you're coming from. And with all due respect, if we have to wait to put this back out to bid, I understand that, you know, had the vendor put in the list price, the discount, the net price, then that bid would have been acceptable to you. However, they did give us the information that we were looking for, which is the percentage off the parts for any given vehicle. Now, as far as the Part B, vendors don't work on the same brand, so to speak. So the reason we have the Part B, the reason we have to add all these vendors is because the fire department does not have one standard brand of fire apparatus. So we have the rescues are internationals, so they have to go to Coastal International if we have to send it out for repair. They have some E1 engines or ladders that have to go to Greenwood for repair because there's other vendors that don't work on E1s. So I just wanted to explain this to you so you could understand. And this bid expires on June 7th, the current bid that we have. So what's going to happen is the next meeting is not until June 5th. We are not going to make it in time to go back out to bid and redo this whole process. This bid is going to expire. So what is going to end up happening is that we're going to send out fire apparatus if we need to get it fixed because we have to provide emergency services. And then we will come back to council and we will ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Because we cannot leave our fire apparatus and our rescues sitting until we can get approval to have them fixed.
So Christy, that just aggravates me even more, to be perfectly honest with you. Because this is what happens whenever there's a problem with these bids. And either myself or someone else says, you got to go back out for bid. And it's the same thing. Oh, we're not going to have time. We're not going to be able to pick up your trash. We're not going to be able to plow your streets. We're not going to have time. I'm not buying on to that anymore. I'm sorry. With all due respect, I'm not. Now, your department was well aware of the fact that this came in with no pricing. 20% of what? I'll bet you $1,000 right now, anyone in this room is not going to go out and buy $150,000 worth of goods because a vendor says, oh, we're going to give you a 20% discount, Ed. I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm not going to go along with that happening to the taxpayers anymore. Sorry, I'm not doing it. I will perhaps, and I'll defer to my colleagues, I perhaps will reconsider 2026-18B. That's a possibility. So right now, I want to stick on 2026-018A. I'm not buying on to the excuse anymore that if you don't do it, we can't do this, we can't do that. It's not my fault. I didn't send this bid in with no prices. Sorry. Any other questions from members of the committee? Councilman Foley.
Chrissy, just for clarification for me, are there repairs right now being done to fire apparatus that this $150,000 is going to pay for? Or is this you're asking spending authority of up to $150,000 for repairs that might have to be made between now and June 7th?
So this is a new bid award that we are requesting. So this bid, this particular bid will start on June 8th of 2025 and run until June 7th of 2026. It is $150,000 collectively between A and B for spending authority. I can tell you right now that we spent, and just to give you an idea, fiscal year 23, we spent $115,570.45. In fiscal year 24, we spent $55,181.83. And in fiscal year 25, we spent to date $37,159.48. Now, with that being said, our mechanics are not certified to work on ladders, and they're not certified to work on pumps. So if we have an issue with any of those on any apparatus, it goes out for repair. We probably do, I'm gonna say, 95% of the fire apparatus repairs in-house. We send it out when it's something that we can't affect the repair on. So we're not saying that we're gonna, you know, send out six vehicles on June 8th if this gets awarded, but it gives us the ability to make sure that, because we're responsible for the fire apparatus repairs, Public Works, we have the automotive garage, this is what we do. And if we need to send something out, we need to be able to do that to make sure that that vehicle is put back into service. The fire department only has so many reserves, and the fire department has had in the past had to borrow vehicles from other communities to make sure that they can meet the demand of the Warwick residents. And then we have to, if we have possession of some another community's vehicle, we have to fix it if something goes wrong. So that kind of adds insult to injury for us, because now we're fixing someone else's vehicle.
So Christy, with all that said, yeah, I agree, you're responsible. And you're also responsible to provide cost numbers so that the taxpayers know what they're paying for.
I agree with that, but I have to say, I'm sure the taxpayers would rather make sure that they have the response at their door when they need it.
Christy, how much money do you have left in your budget right now for these repairs? How much you have left in that budget?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I want to say it's around $65,000.
$65,000. So it's almost 50% of what you're looking for in spending authority for a one-year contract.
Correct.
So you're still sitting on almost 50% of the allocation. So that's going to be a serious amount of repairs between now and June 1st or whatever the date was. Other thing is, the mayor can also issue a 3-3 for any type of emergency repairs. Councilman Napa?
So I think, I don't know where the disconnect is happening here, but it seems like, given that response that you just had, that we're somehow in opposition to fixing our fire trucks when need to be fixed. We have no problem approving the spending authority that you've had for the last several years, or sending your trucks out to be fixed, because the fire department certainly needs them, and we certainly want them to show up at people's doorsteps. So the harshness in your response to shed light on Councilman Latterson's valid concerns, that it makes it seem like he's in opposition to this resolution, I think are misplaced. The opposition is into how they come across as sloppy when they come and get submitted. If there is such a pressing need to get this done with time is of the essence, then perhaps it should have been proposed to the Finance Committee in prior meetings instead of waiting until there was 1 month left before it expired. That's all I have.
I have a question.
Council President, was that you?
Yep.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing makes sense. My only source of confusion is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the sole bidder, right? Am I crazy? There's only one bid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was only one bid submitted when the bid was advertised.
All right. Is there a universe where, had they submitted list prices, we would be saying no? It's an actual question. I don't know the answer for
so
you.
So I'll take the question on that, Mr. President. Yeah, there's a possibility we could have. And there's a possibility we may have just go ahead and gone along with it. But right now, what you have is you have something where this vendor could write their own price. And we're not going to have anything to say about it. They can come in on this Cyrene controller, 20% off, percentage off what list price. This has been an issue for years. You need to know where you begin to know whether or not the price is good or whether the price is bad. You certainly need to know where you begin in order to know what the price is. To just blindly vote on something like this because due diligence wasn't conducted is nothing that I'm going to support.
No, that's all well and good. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But I still want to hear the answer from my question from the administration, because they're the ones who would be saying yes or no to the bids before it goes to us. And then I have a follow-up question as well. Well, it's not a follow-up, it's just another question.
Chief, did you want to answer that?
So this Unseen LLC is a mobile vendor. They come to the fire stations and fix various pieces of equipment. To the chairman's point of the balance in the account, one pump or one pot of a fire truck could cost between $10,000 to $20,000. That truck has to be on the road. We can't hold a vendor's hand to the paper. I understand where you're coming from. We've had discussions on this. We can't make the vendor complete that line item. They're the, whether they put the list price or not, they gave us a price of 20% off. Christy and the members of the Public Works Garage shop around. On the next one, you'll see various vendors. They don't just go with one vendor. They shop the prices around. If they can get it faster to get the truck back on the road, remember, these are fire trucks. They're not Public Works plow trucks in August. It's a life safety issue that I think we need to address and, you know, make sure that these trucks are on the road. To the council president's point, this is the only bidder that submitted a bid. Are there other vendors? They may, but they haven't chose to bid.
So my other question was, so let's say insanity happens and the list price for one of the parts that they say is going to be, it's going to be something outrageous. We'll do something stupid, $200,000 for a part, something. Obviously, that's not okay. Do we have the authority and ability to say, no, we're not going to do that? If we accept this bid.
If it's a $200,000 pot, if it's a $5 light bulb and they're charging $200,000, yeah. No, there, I mean, the correct me if I'm wrong, Christy, but the Public Works Garage guys that are fixing these trucks, they can go in and look at pricing, some pricing.
So we're not faced with a situation where they can gouge us.
No.
At will, even if we accept the bid.
Right, correct.
Okay.
Right. It's all monitored and evaluated. It's not just, you know, well, he said it's, like you said, $200,000. Okay, do it. Unless that is an actual cost of the pot.
Right, unless that's fair market value,
correct.
Et cetera. All right, understood. Thank you.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
I think that is bad business, with all due respect. It is bad business to just go with an open-end contract. To say that, it's an emergency situation. As I said a minute ago, the mayor can do a 3-3 anytime it's deemed an emergency situation. However, to just go along with something that we don't have any, first of all, when you're submitting for these bids, the agreement was, it's not an ordinance, it was a resolution years ago when I was finance chair in 16 or whenever it was, that the bids would be sent out with a request of 15 to 20 most commonly used pots. Now, fire trucks, we have a very relatively new fleet of fire trucks, but things can happen. A transmission could drop out of one of them, I guess you could say that. But the agreement is you have 15 to 20 pots. Now, the fire department or DPW, I'm sure they have a record over the last couple of years of, you know, what their 15 or 20 pots were. A lot of pots, you know, to come up to this number. Just exercise some responsibility in getting to us a price, a net price, whether the list is X or Y. To just say that I'm going to accept a bid that just says a 20% off, nothing, because I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I think that is just bad policy. I think it's bad business. And there's plenty of time to research and go back for bids if you anticipate there's a problem. So I'm not going to support that. Sorry. Sorry. Any other questions from anyone else on the council?
I just have a quick thing.
Sure.
So I agree. When looking at the bid, it is pretty clear, because one of the things that came to mind is with tariffs coming and going seemingly at will, that if I was a company, I would be very hesitant to put a list price for anything if I was locked in. However, this makes it very clear that they are not locked in and that it's for evaluation purposes only. So I do think there is a disconnect between bidders in the city, or they're just being lazy, one or the other. That being said, it is true what the what was stated as far as they did provide what is told is actually has to be held firm, which is the percentages. And as pointed out by the chief, they can't gouge us. That doesn't detract from Councilman Lattister's point that these people need to be providing this stuff. And if this was, there was more than one bidder and one provided it and one didn't, I think that would should be considered accordingly. But we're not faced with that decision here.
Councilman Napa? I'm sorry, Mr. President, have you finished? Councilman Napa?
Council President, just to follow up on that, Director, you said there were some vendors that, if you said there was only some vendors that serviced certain specific trucks, engines, rescues that we have?
Correct.
So are there some, there are instances where we would only have like one choice for whom we were sending, say, Rescue 3 to?
Yes, that's why we asked for the Part B, because the majority of those vendors are on the second part of this bid.
Okay.
So if you look at it, you'll see Coastal International is on there. That's where our rescues go. If it was Ford, we'd send them to a Ford dealer, but.
Just so I and we understand, let's say we are sending Rescue to Coastal. That's sort of our only option. And they start pushing the gas as far as the price goes, and that starts going up higher than what we would perceive normally as market. Would we have any other options? I think that sort of speaks to what Council President's getting at, is without the list prices here, I think the concern is, especially with the limited market for vendors that can actually fix the apparatus we have, how do we control the city's downside as far as pricing, given all the tariffs and everything we may be facing?
So what happens when we send something out for repair is the vendor will send us a quote. They'll send, not to me, they send it to the automotive chief, and he decides whether or not that's a good price for something. Otherwise, he, you know, negotiates. Or, you know, we've sent things out and they say, oh, we find, you know, there's seven other things we found wrong with it. Well, six of those seven other things we can fix in-house. He says, no, I want you to fix X, Y, and Z, and that's it. Send the truck back, we'll take care of the rest of it. So we're very diligent in Public Works about making sure that we are getting the best bang for our buck, so to speak. And I'm sure any of the division chiefs can tell you that I am, like, you know, a bloodhound. They send me something and I look at it and I say, okay, you know, what is this for? Why are we doing this? Like, I question, you know, unless it's something that is like on a bid or whatever. But when it comes to these anomaly kind of things, not necessarily with automotive, but with them as well, I question them and say, why is this so expensive? Like, you know, and then I get the explanation, and if I'm satisfied, then we move on.
So, okay. Thank you. And just to, I want to thank you for your responsiveness and all the questions I've asked you over the last few days. And just for record's sake, you and I had a brief discussion via email about percentage and the amount of vehicles we do send out rather than do in-house. Could you just please put that on the record so that we can all understand what percentage of our repairs are actually going out to be serviced outside of house versus inside?
So I did kind of speak to that earlier, but we probably send out about 5% of the repairs for automotive, for fire and sanitation, if we have something on one of those vehicles that we can't fix. Those are primarily the only ones that we send out. We very rarely send out other things unless there's a warranty issue or, you know, something like part of it's covered, part of it's not. It gets a little muddy there. But so about 5% of the fire apparatus we send out, and that speaks to obviously what we spent over the years. It's also helped that they do have some new pieces of apparatus, which unfortunately are also not, they've had their flaws. So they've had to go out for warranty repairs. But we are very diligent about our spending.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Please. Just identify yourself for the record and speak directly into the mic.
Ann Sheridan, Ward 9. The purchasing agent commented that there's $65,000 in this account, in their budget account. In 2 weeks, you're going to start hearing testimony for the next fiscal year. And wouldn't this be more appropriate in the next fiscal year's spending so you have an annualized view as to a comprehensive view as to what they need for spending rather than approving something today that's going to commit you to $150,000 next year, which may not be the total amount that you even want to grant them for repairs for next year based on their prior year spending. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public have any questions, any comments? Any members of the public have any comments or questions? Christy, I think Mrs. Sheridan just brought up a good point. So you still have approximately $65,000 sitting in that account. The contract expires on June 8th. Wouldn't you be able to get a contract extension from them if this were to go back out for bid? And even before you answer, I guess, let me move back one question. After this came in with no net prices, had you reached out to them and asked them for an extension?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I just want to clarify with the funds that we have left. I'm guessing. I'm not 100% sure that that's what we have left in our account. I looked through them today, but I don't specifically remember. But in any given time, vehicles are unpredictable, especially the older ones and the ones that are now coming off warranty, like, I think engine 3 is now out of warranty. So, we can send something out. It can be a $200 repair because it was something that we couldn't fix, but they did it in a short amount of time with next to no parts, or it could be $15,000. It's
okay. Council Solicitor, typically when you join the table, you have something that you would like to add. So are you here for protection for me? Is that it? Okay, that's a good thing. Any other questions? We'll move on to 2026-0118B. No, I understand. To the clerk, I also wanted to ask for a PCR on 2025-419, please. Let me defer the question to the council solicitor.
So before we go back, Mr. Chair, I would suggest let's finish PCR 5725, which was formerly bid 2026-018A.
Okay.
If there's a recommendation of the council, then we can go back and assign other PCRs.
Okay. All right, let's do that. On PCR 57-25, do we have a recommendation from the committee?
I recommend favorable action.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any abstentions or recusals? Hearing none. I need a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
No. Let the record indicate that there are two votes yes and one vote no on PCR 57-25. Moving on to PCR 58-25. I don't really have anything different or more to add. But Christy, I would like you to explain to us the difference in why you separated those two bids again, please.
So when we have to add vendors to a bid, we have to assign it. It's the same bid number, but it's a Part B, basically. So what we're asking for in this Part B is a 56-6, which allows us, will give us the authorization to utilize these vendors that are listed here, if needed, to send fire apparatus out to be fixed.
Okay. And in my head, I view that a bit differently than the previous one of 2026-018A. With that said, I would be willing to remove the PCR, unless there's an objection from the committee, on 2026-018B. Any objections from the committee?
No.
Okay. And any specific procedure I need to do for that? Okay. Any additional questions from members of the committee? I'm sorry, members of the council. Any questions from members of the council?
No one on this side.
Any questions, comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to, we're removing that PCR 58-25. No objections.
Correct. The PCR was removed. Bid 2026-018B remains on the consent calendar.
Okay. Now I need guidance on 2025-419.
Would you like a PCR?
I would like a PCR.
The first bid, 2025-419, a request has been made for a PCR.
So I think the clerk's question is, are we going back? We've got a PCR 5725. So what is the procedure for assigning a PCR to 2025-419? Because I neglected to ask for it at that time.
It's in order to put a PCR on it.
Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR for it, please? Thank you.
So we have taken full testimony on this, but we would need to assign a recommendation by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be in order to do that at this time.
Okay. I need a motion on PCR, what is now PCR 58-25, the food trucks.
Make a motion, move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. I'm not going to abstain, but all in favor?
Aye.
No. So we have two yes and one no. Thank you on that. Maybe you want to hang out for a little while. All right, moving on. 2026-022, found on page 10. Christy?
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to the five vendors that submitted, a bid in the amount of $110,000, and that will be for a two-year period beginning July 1, 2025 and expiring June 30, 2027.
Thank you, Christy. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Napa.
Hi, Director. Just wanted to follow up on email correspondence that you and I had. So my question directed to you relative to that was that this is split up over two line items in the budget, 63-231, which is designated computer, and 70-281, which is for maintenance items. Can you just explain why we're using the two different, and why, if we're using one item, why are we not kind of just putting that all through one line item in a budget, and why, what's the rationale for splitting it up into two different?
So the 63-231, which is in our budget, is gravel. Is all of the materials on the list except for loam. field maintenance uses the loom, you know, for their purposes of, you know, parks and fields and things like that. So we charge the loom to the appropriate budget, and then the rest of the materials, obviously, to highway, which would be the appropriate budget.
I understand. So then I think the issue probably lies in the munis end of what we see.
There is, because I think when munis was set up way back when, you know, 231 in certain budget codes is computer supplies, and somehow 231 in highway is for gravel. So I don't know, you know, where the, if you look in munis, if you specifically go into 63231, it says gravel. But I think if you
that's all you get.
I think if you pull it out a different way, if you search it a different way, it will show supplies computer.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that for the record, because it struck me as odd, and I just wanted to understand like where we're plopping things around. Otherwise, I have no issue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? Please.
Ian Sheridan again, and the question's the same. Why are we committing to contracts today that are effective in the next fiscal year and even the fiscal year after that, when the new budget's not even been reviewed? I mean, I don't know how you can spend money you haven't appropriated.
I'll speak to that, and I'll defer to Christy on that. One of the things that we have insisted on is that the department comes to us 60 days prior to the expiration of a contract. And we went through a period of time where that wasn't happening. I am happy to say that about the past year-ish, they have been doing that, and they have been coming to us in that time frame that we've requested. So that would be my answer to that. I think that to the tax question, where we don't know where we're at, and I'm not going to give you my opinion where I think we'll be at, but to essentially stop doing business at this point, I don't think that's such a good idea. But I will defer to Christy on that.
But the reason that we ask on occasion for any bid, particularly the ones that begin in the next fiscal year or carry over into the next fiscal year, is because we can't stop what we're doing. We know that we will have a certain amount of funds allocated to us for in our line items, and then we generally live within that funding availability. We know that we will have funding for gravel because we have road jobs to do, or we have, you know, some other you know, things that we have to fill in, or things like that, or, you know, with the loom, the field maintenance, they have a job to do. They have to take care of our parks and our fields. And so we ask for the spending authority. And I know that it's, you know, two fiscal years, but we know that we will have some allocation of those funds. Mm-hmm. I guess is the best way I can explain it.
And just for a point of clarity, the spending authority for $150,000 on the last bids we were discussing, and say $110,000 here, that doesn't necessarily give you carte blanche to go out and spend $110,000 tomorrow. You actually have to come back and get spending approval when you do items, or can you spend that?
So any bid that's presented, when we're asking for spending authority, we are granted spending up to that dollar amount. It doesn't mean that we're going to spend it, but we need, it's our job to make sure that, you know, the magnitude of what Public Works does, we need to make sure that we are in a position to either be proactive and take care of something prior to it happening, or, you know, obviously there's times where we have to be reactive and take care of something after it happens. So like a pothole, for instance, you know, we have to fix it after it happens. If obviously there's no pothole until it happens, you know, there's things that happen. We get erosion, we get, you know, things like that where we have to take care of that So we need to be able to secure the materials or the parts or the services or to anything that we do, you know, and that's why we have to come here.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I think that's helpful for public and for anybody that may be listening at home. Thank you.
Mr. Shoney, go ahead.
My only thoughts were, and I'm not obviously in this business, but in good business, if you are in charge of landscaping and maintenance, at the beginning of the season, you would plan out your season, which starts, you know, probably March, February. You would order your materials so that by now, all of the materials they would probably need through most of the year should be contracted for, readily available, ready dispersed. And granted, there might be some emergencies, so the city provides for emergencies. I just, this whole concept of contracting today for things where you haven't even looked at the budget just doesn't sit well with me on multiples. But I'm new to this game, but thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, did you have anything else, Councilman? No? Okay, moving on to item 2026-021 Alpha, spring repairs and related work.
I promise I'll go sit down at some point.
Christy, how did you draw the short straw for all of this?
I've been busy.
Go ahead.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for spring repairs and related work to Palmer Spring in the amount of $100,000 for a two-year period. And again, much like the fire apparatus, we have a B portion to this as well, which I will be happy to explain if you'd like me to.
And Palmer Spring was the only bid you received, right?
Yes.
And you've done business with them in the past?
Yes, for many, many years.
They've always performed?
They do get backed up. They're good at what they do, but they have a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, we want to send, you know, it's particularly sanitation and fire apparatus again, when we want to send something out and they say, okay, it'll be, you know, 3 weeks before we can get to it.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 6, spring repairs, 2026-021 Bravo. Christy?
Again, this is just to add Woodward Auto Spring Shop to the bid for the spring repairs. This shop, we've also done a lot of business with in the past. I'm not sure why they didn't bid, but they are very good at turning trucks out within a day or two of us needing them fixed. So if we can't send something to Palmer and it can't wait, you know, if we're a little short on sanitation vehicles or we have a ladder truck that needs to get new springs in the back or a rescue, this gives us an alternative vendor that we can utilize.
Christy, this $100,000, is this $100,000 for both 21A and 21B?
Yes.
Or $100,000 for each?
No, it's for
total.
Both.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2026-024, found on page 24. Hi, Christy.
I think this is my last one. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for hydraulic parts and repairs to both vendors that submitted a bid, Tri-Power Sales and Service, as well as Austin Products, for a two-year period in the amount of $60,000.
Do you have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 8, janitorial cleaning supplies, found on page 28.
Again, Public Works is requesting to award to 4 of the 12 vendors that submitted a bid for janitorial and cleaning supplies for Public Works. This is a one-year bid in the amount of $60,000.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to our last item, which is over $50,000. And we have a new presenter.
As Monty Python used to say, now for something totally different. Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, to award the annual service contract for emergency services workforce management software to Vector Solutions as the sole provider of their software as a service product, CrewSense Workforce Management, in the amount of $50,124.37. I had mentioned in my position letter that this was significantly about 28% higher than last year. And when I investigated why, there's actually two items, two modules within this that handle asset management. For the last couple years, they have been paid for via a grant that the fire department had received. That grant has expired. We are now responsible for the maintenance. That makes up approximately $9,000 to $10,000 of this request.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Napa.
Not a question, just a comment. Chief, I got your email. I did, and I appreciate your response. I checked in with the chief about the expiration of the grant, and he had explained that the grant covered the initial setup of this, but it didn't cover any of the ongoing, and it was for 2 years of service, but it didn't cover anything ongoing. And he explained to me that it was vital to the department and its function. And I think it's sensical that we spend on the city side to cover what the grant did cover prior.
Thank you for that, Councilman. That was a good observation on your part, because your concern was very valid, because I have seen in the past when grants, while we're very happy to receive them, oftentimes when that grant expires, we are left with some significant decisions that people don't always want to have to make. Good observation. I'm going to start off with, I think what I'm going to do at this point is, Christy, you have two items that you want to make an amendment on, right? If it's okay with you, let's take your first item.
Done.
Thank you, Mr. Carlucci. And that is item 2025-465, found on page 64, Purchase Field Pro. Tell us what your amendment is on that, Christy.
So I'd like to amend the award amount for this purchase to $41,243.08.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee on that? Any questions from members of the council? Okay. I need to get a motion on that. We need to get a PCR on that. PCR 59-25, and the amendment will be to decrease. Good job on that, Christy.
Thank
I like you. That decrease stuff. Decrease from $43,183.02 to $41,243.08.
Motion to move favorable.
Hold on a second. Hold on. One second. I didn't say I'm waiting for a second. Any questions from members of the committee? Council? Any members from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions or concerns from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR 59-25.
Motion to move favorable action as amended.
Do we have a second on the amendment?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move favorable as amended, Councilman.
Motion to move favorable as amended.
We have a motion favorable as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Christy, let's just, let's do your other one.
Okay.
Where you have the amendment. That's item 2025-466, found on page 90, purchase of infield mix.
Unfortunately, this one goes the other way. I'm requesting to amend the dollar amount to $10,446.87.
Okay, so that'll become PCR 60-25. So Christy, tell us why this is necessary.
The vendor that we have on bid for our infield mix, when we called for it, we had to get the fields at Mickey Stevens ready for the high schools to play on. They didn't have any available, so they had to find it elsewhere. And I submitted the paperwork to pay the initial bill that came in, and then after everything was all submitted and said and done, I received another invoice, which is why we have the amendment. So that's essentially what happened.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR 60-25 on the amendment.
Motion favorable on the amendment.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move favorable as amended, Councilman.
Motion move favorable as amended.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second as amended on PCR 60-25. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Director, could I just have that number one more time?
Yes, it is 10,000. Hold on, I got to put my glasses on.
446.87.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any items that members of the committee wish to have pulled out? No. Any members of the council have any items that they would like to have pulled out? Silence is golden. Are there any members of the community, any members of the public would like to have anything taken out of the bid package and heard separately? Any members of the public wish to have anything pulled out? Hearing none, we are. Okay, so we need to approve the minutes of the Finance Committee. Okay, apparently I did not do that. I need a motion to approve the minutes from April 21st.
So move.
Second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we have, say what? Working on it.
I'm sorry.
That was three favorable on the minutes and one was absent. So I need a motion on the consent calendar.
Move favorable action on the consent calendar.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. And we are adjourned at 7:10 p.m. Thank you, everyone. And I apologize for the additional time that we have taken on this evening.
Hi, all. Before we continue with committees, we're going to first convene the full council. So when you're able, if everyone can take their seats, please. By everyone, I mean the city council members. Everyone else is free to flee as desired.